We can't keep meeting like this, Oliver said, stopping in front of me at the bar and propping one elbow up so he could rest his chin in his hand. There are other bars on Main Street, you know, I said, although I secretly loved his teasing. Seeing him at Marie's or around the lodge was one of the only bright spots in my life lately. I liked the little surge of butterflies that flapped around in my stomach every time he flirted with me. I enjoyed the prolonged eye contact. Not with this level of impeccable service. I rolled my eyes at that. He was giving me a hard time because the last two times he'd been in, I'd messed up his drink order. Hey, I'm getting better, I insisted. Plus, the last time you were here, it was packed. At least you got a drink. He laughed. You're right. I suppose I should be grateful you at least managed to shove something into my hands. Exactly. Oliver smiled and shook his head. His dark hair curled up behind his ears, probably due to the wetness of the snow. Can I get 4 shots of tequila, please? 4 shots? Are you trying to wind up face down in the snow pile before 8? Ha ha, he said dryly. They aren't all for me. I poured the shots and set out a tray to put them on, along with already cut up lime wedges and a salt shaker. Thanks. He slid his credit card over. You can keep it open. I'll be back to bug you. Counting down the minutes, I said, unable to keep the smile from creeping across my face. Oliver's good-natured attitude was infectious. The more I got to know him, the more I realized my initial judgment call about him had been correct. He was so not my type. I doubted he'd ever used the word ambition before in his entire life. To him, this lifestyle wasn't temporary. He'd likely spend the next few decades doing exactly the same thing, jumping from place to place, working seasonal jobs, not moving up, staying the same. But even knowing all that, there was something charming about him, something I found hard to resist. I could act like I didn't feel anything, but there was no denying the excited nerves that swirled in my gut every time I caught a glimpse of the guy. The excited swirl in question abruptly stopped, and my smile fell when Oliver bypassed the table of guys he'd arrived with and went straight for the table of girls I'd served Palomas to earlier. They giggled at something he said, and he set down the shots in front of them. Heat prickled the back of my neck. I knew I should have looked away, but I couldn't. I watched as he slid into the empty chair at their table and leaned into the blonde one. Suddenly, all the times he'd flirted with me felt tainted. I'd thought we had something, a mutual interest, a potential friendship, I don't know. But I thought I had been more special than a table of 3 random girls he'd spotted out of one corner of his eye. Seeing him wink at them made me certain I wasn't, though.